Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Rope by Nevada Barr, performed by Joyce Beam. This book is dedicated to the memory of Lori Axelson, a good ranger and a fine woman. 1. Regis Kander took a swig of his beer and watched his neighbor, Jenny Gorman. She was sitting on the other picnic table, her feet on the bench, smoking a cigarette as Gilbert and Dennis swaggered into the square of grass and trees fenced in by seasonal housing. Park employee housing at The Rope was set out in two neat quads, two-bedroom duplexes on each of the sides, surrounding squares of defiantly green grass with four locust trees, only slightly taller than Regis and not yet as big around as his wrist. One square was for NPS seasonals, the other for concessions workers, kids that pumped fuel and sucked crap out of the houseboats and made dangling dogs at the Dangling Rope Marina snack bar. The duplexes didn't blend into the red, roan, rust, buff motif of Lake Powell. They were painted the same dead gray as the marina. Regis figured maintenance got a good deal on gray paint. Gil and Dennis were college boys from Pennsylvania who'd come to Lake Powell to work on their tans and get laid. When they weren't absorbed in one of those pastimes, or both simultaneously, if Dennis was as much of an outdoorsman as he claimed, they did maintenance work. Regis watched them flop bonelessly down, Gilbert next to Jenny, Dennis at her feet, arms thrown along the table. Both were covered in dust and sweat, and no doubt wouldn't shower until Ms. Gorman had every opportunity to be impressed with their machismo. Hey, guys.